Anthony van Dyck says in September 1627,
I am so happy to be back in Antwerp after 6 years in Italy. I can walk through the city and look back in time. So much has happened in my life, and I still have to turn 30. On the edge of the market square, I see the memorial plaque on the house, the Bear Dance, where I am supposed to have been born on the 22nd of March, 1599. I don't remember that, of course. Around Christmas of the same year, my father François and mother Maria Kuipers moved to the large house St. Paul in the castle at Lille on the short New Street, Korte Nieuwstraat. Disappeared now, it was house number 42. That I do remember well. My father and mother had a successful trade there and were able to buy the neighbouring house, the city of Ghent. My mother ran her own haberdashery shop. Linen, knitwear, ribbons, lace, needles, all of it elegant. Did I adopt some gallantry from that? I will not contradict you. When I turned 11, I was already an apprentice to Master Hendrik van Balen at the Long New Street, Lange Nieuwstraat, house number 78, disappeared. He allowed me to paint my first self-portrait in 1613. What I'm showing you here is from a few years later, I think, 1615 or 1616. However, it was not until February the 11th, 1618, that I became a master in the Guild of St. Luke. I was quite ahead of my time. Was my father so far-sighted as to have me emancipated as an adult 5 days later? I think so. It allowed me to defend his interests more than once before the alderman. Back to my portrait. It was in those years that I could work with the greatest of our painters. You know that I'm talking about Master Pietro Paolo Rubens. He gave me ideas, allowed me to work out his sketches, and praised me as miglior mio discipolo. Like him, I travelled to Italy. Now that Rubens often works directly for our Archduchess, the commissions for paintings end up with all his able assistants. Am I ambitious? Yes, I admit so. Am I as lucky in love? That you can doubt. I have seen and painted the ladies of aristocracy over there in Italy and here in the Low Countries. I portrayed them with great love and affection. But in the end, we are only middle class, bourgeois men, children of merchants, suppliers of decoration. If I could look into the future, I've been able to put some savings aside. As soon as this city issues another loan, I'll join the investors. And wouldn't it be a good idea to return to London? Fashion is evolving over there and gaining in colour. That's a dream for a creative painter.